Governor Inslee vetoed a business and occupation tax cut that was part of the bill containing several new tax breaks agreed upon by Republican and Democratic legislators. Inslee said nobody came to him about the last-minute deal.
No one asked me or anyone on my behalf for any assurance that we would not veto this provision. And we never offered any assurance that there would be no veto.
Jason Mercier, director of the Center of Government Reform at Washington Policy Center, says it was pretty unbelievable this happened.
The Republicans in the legislature feel like they have been betrayed, and repercussions from that coming to saying that we're not going to move a capital budget unless this veto is overrided. You've got the chief budget writer for the Senate Republican saying it's going to be virtually impossible to negotiate any type of deals going forward.
Those Republican budget writers say the governor's staff was involved in every step of the negotiations, and at no point did anyone suggest the governor would veto part of the agreement. Carlene Johnson, Como News.